Welcome back to Chapter 3, Mastery, Smarter Goal Setting. Let's get us kicked off by Dennis Waitley, American speaker and author, with this quote. Learn from the past, set vivid, detailed goals for the future, and live in the only moment of time over which you have any control. Now. Well, in this chapter we have 6 tips. Tip 18 is the first one, and it is entitled Believe in Yourself. To succeed, you not only need to believe in your product or service, you also need to believe in yourself. Your confidence is what will get you through the difficult challenges and build credibility with your team and your clients. While being determined is important, do not get so hard on yourself that you become critical of every move you make. Give yourself room to make mistakes. Be flexible. That means if you miss a goal, you don't waste time beating yourself up. You find out how to stop that from happening again and then get back to business. Very important. So here goes the quote by Peter Cashmore, CEO of Mashable. We are really competing against ourselves. We have no control over how other people perform. Tip 19. Give yourself time to reflect and reposition. And I think that's in part what we do here in our time together in the top-notch CEO coaching circle. So here it goes. Give yourself regular time to think by yourself without interruption. It may be 30 minutes in the morning before anyone in your household gets up, or maybe you can carve out 30 minutes at the end of the day. Sit in a quiet place with a pad of paper or a journal. Write a few pages on whatever comes to mind. Don't edit. Just allow your stream of consciousness to flow onto the pages. In this way, you give your inner wisdom a conduit to being heard, and you will be amazed by what you discover. On occasion, reflect on what you have accomplished, as well as your open milestones, to ensure you're still heading in the right direction. Repositioning en route to success is perfectly normal and to be expected. You may have been struggling with something specific. Rather than continue to battle this issue, reflect on it and reposition yourself. In some cases, you may decide to hire a trusted advisor or executive coach to overcome the barrier. L.A. Reid, CEO of Epic Records, says this, find your passion and it is no longer work. Tip 20. Set smarter goals. You might think that you're actually familiar with this, and you probably are in part. Smart goal setting has been well known. We expanded this, so here it goes. Set goals using the SMARTER method. S, specific. M stands for measurable. A, for attainable. R, for relevant. T, for time-bound. E, for excited. And R, for recorded. Goals such as make more sales are neither specific nor time-bound, and there is no way of knowing whether the goal is reasonable. On the other hand, acquire 3 new ideal customers of profile XYZ by the end of next month is a much more specific and measurable goal. Check whether the goal is reasonable. It could be a stretch, but it must be possible. Use the SMARTER goal method both for you and your team. Here's the quote by Michelangelo, Italian sculptor, painter, and engineer of the High Renaissance. The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but it is too low and we reach it. That's something to think about. So I invite you to actually use the SMARTER goal setting formula and think about, have I set my goals in this way? Have I made it specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound, and am I excited about it? And is it written down, which is what recorded means. Tip 21. Reverse engineer the action steps to your purposeful goals. Once you have set a goal, you can reverse engineer it and establish tangible action items. In sales, when you know your closing ratios, reverse engineering is simple math. For example, if 25% of the prospects you call on pass the pre-qualification stage and 50% of the pre-qualified prospects become customers, then statistically speaking, you will get 25 customers from calling on 200 prospects. So in other words, 200 prospects lead to 50 pre-qualified prospects, which then will lead to the desired 25 customers. If you want to gain these 25 customers in one quarter, so that's 12 weeks, meaning equaling roughly 60 workdays, you need to interact with an average of 3.3 prospects per day. So that's 200 prospects divided by 60 workdays. Of course, you need to consider the length of the sales cycle as well. If the goal is not a sales goal, you might use program management methods. What steps are necessary? What steps are dependent on other steps being done first? What steps are on the critical path? Lay it out. It's also a good idea to allow for a bit of buffer time in your plan, just in case something does not go as planned. So here's a quote by Helmut Jahn, a German architect. A good engineer thinks in reverse and asks himself about the stylistic consequences of the components and systems he proposes. Great, so let's move on to tip 22. Establish safe and effective accountability for your goals. You may have established an accountability structure for your employees. The next question is, who holds you, the CEO or leader of the company, accountable? If you have a board and or shareholders, they provide some degree of overall accountability. With respect to daily actions toward well-defined goals, however, most CEOs find themselves on their own, unless they work with an experienced trained CEO coach who fills that gap. Accountability in CEO coaching can be very efficient. The amount of time that is needed depends on how clear you are on your goals and the steps you need to get there. In the beginning of your relationship with your coach, you agree on how you want to be held accountable and to what extent. You may say, really hold my feet to the fire, or you may choose a gentler approach. John Stumpf, chairman, president, and CEO of Wells Fargo, said this. By the way, he might say it the German way or not, I'm not sure. In German it would be Stumpf, just as a side. If you think it's important, you had better manage it, and you had better measure it. You had better hold people accountable. Tip 23. Paint a picture. A great way to keep working toward your goals or mission is to clearly see it. For example, if your mission is to become the innovative leader in your industry, write the mission on the wall in your company kitchen or your conference room or someplace where you and your team will see it every day. Find inspiring pictures or articles about how others in the past have reached a similar mission. Or maybe about how you plan to get there. Seeing is believing. For example, you can create powerful mind maps that are easy to update and keep current. This can be a great team exercise too. Paint a wonderful picture of what you desire. That's so important. It's very, very difficult to get there if you can't see it. I would say it's impossible to get there if you can't see it. To achieve the impossible, one must think the absurd. To look where everyone else has looked, but to see what no one else has seen. This is a quote by an unknown person. And this is actually the end of chapter 3, so it's short and sweet, but extremely important. So I invite you to please jot down a quick idea into your worksheet for each of those tips, or at least each of the tips that trigger an idea in you. So I look forward to connecting with you on Thursday. Cheers!